And we want you to join this improvisation because it is a total improvisation. Yes, probably I will. There is another microphone there.
Okay. Shall I present this or yes?
Yes.
Okay. This is a listening strike. We invite you as a listener to join us in this strike. How might listening act as a form of strike? What can listening contribute to gestures of manifestation, exit, or refusal? We propose a listening strike as an act that argues for listening to be more fully integrated into the social and political world.
It's not okay.
What, it's okay? I don't know if it's okay.
Is it?
Okay.
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 Boiling.
Okay.
On air.
Okay.
Okay.
On air.
Wait.
I think it's okay.
Okay.
We were speaking about the invisibility, no, today?
Yes.
It's okay.
I think that's our theme, isn't it, today?
Okay.
Okay.
Invisibility, the not yet. Is that right?
Okay.
Or?
Invisibility.
That was the... one of... Yeah. Let me find my notes.
With my computer.
Invisibility
is also based on the normative.
I don't think I'm afraid of silence, but I would like to share with you what I'm seeing because I'm trying
afraid
to
of silence.
Not listening, so I'm forcing
like
you just to observe.
So
there is Caroline sitting on a red chair, and close by there is a computer that Brandon is closing now.
So there is Caroline.
Is there a secret? Then there is
that Brandon is closing now.
Jerome,
is there a secret?
Who is
something about presence?
Writing on his telephone.
Absence.
And Elena,
Jerome,
who is
presence.
Prison,
going
jail,
to turn her page.
Camouflage.
The page who is reading.
There was also
and,
the idea
Leah,
of silence.
Going to turn her page,
noise.
Doing something with her
someone
computer.
Said it.
I'm and, going.
Leah,
she's
going
trying to find something related to mermaid.
Doing something with her computer.
Silence, please.
I think I want to. Because
she's
I like.
To trying to find something related to mermaid.
And this is something about mermaids and about Walt Disney. If you remember Walt Disney,
this is something about
difficult to think about Walt Disney because
if you remember
in this strike,
costantemente e che continua a manifestarmisi con insistenza. Un interrogativo posto da Adorno in alcuni suoi testi che ancora oggi mantiene per tutti noi una grande attualità. Non esiste una risposta facile, né tantomeno una scappatoia comoda dall'istanza che esso fa pesare su di noi. In Minima Moralia, Adorno ha affermato, non si dà vita vera nella farsa. Non si dà vita vera nella farsa.
I'm interested to reassert and contend the tensed matters at the heart of the space of appearance.
Non si dà vita vera nella farsa.
And to recognize invisibility as a zone of counter practices
or unpractices, each negotiating their own entanglement, the borders of the permissible and the articulated.
Questa constatazione non lo ha spinto a escludere la possibilità di una morale. Oggi ci troviamo di fronte alla seguente domanda: come condurre una vita buona in una vita cattiva? Come condurre una vita buona in una vita cattiva? Come condurre una vita buona in una vita mala? Condurre una vita buona in una vita cattiva? Madonna ha sottolineato la difficoltà di trovare un modo per perseguire una vita buona per se stessi, in quanto se stessi, nel contesto di un mondo più vasto strutturato dalla disuguaglianza, dallo sfruttamento e da diverse forme di cancellazione.
Our understanding shifts. We must peer into the shadows to be sure we're not being followed. And yet we can never be sure.
Yes.
Quel son tu ne voudrais plus entendre?
Comment?
Quel son ne voudrais-tu plus entendre?
Plus jamais.
Plus jamais.
Ah, sûrement le son d'une femme qui crie pour peur. Que je ne sais pas dire ça bien en anglais, mais yes. The sound that I don't want to listen anymore is probably a scream of a woman who has fear. Leah.
I don't want to hear one day, maybe, the scream of a baby when he comes to the world. Because when we come to this world, our first sound is a very big scream. We cry. And this is because life produces pain.
Just the sound that you don't want to hear anymore. Do I have to listen to your reply as you want? I passed the microphone.
So we're discussing this topic.
Jérôme was proposing that.
Yes.
You don't want to hear nothing.
Yes.
The sound of nothing?
The sound of nothing.
Okay. Does it exist? The sound of nothing.
Would someone like to reiterate our situation here? Could be useful.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 It's okay.
It's not okay.
This is a listening strike. We invite you as a listener to join us in this strike. How my listening act as a form of strike, or what can listening contribute to gestures of manifestation, exit, of refusal? We propose a listening strike as an act that argues for listening to be more fully integrated into the social and political world.
Sharing a lot of ideas, and I want to share with you one of my favorite songs when I was a child. Let's put Walt Disney, A Little Transient.
for the strange and estranged body, the figure hidden or hiding, and the ones that erase themselves in acts of self-mutilation or that go missing. What forms of identity do such bodies have, and to which assembly do they attend in search of a type of solidarity?
Ma voix visible. J'émets un rouge à lèvres.
En fait, c'est une question pour vous. J'ai pensé, non, la télépathie, c'est visible ou invisible?
C'est visible.
Telepathy invisible.
Ok.
La voix, c'est visible?
Si j'ai mis les rouges à lèvres.
Rouge.
Rouge. Rouge, c'est le mieux vert.
Red.
Visible.
Red.
Audible.
Red. Noir. Le rouge à lèvres.
Je veux plus voir les noirs.
En fait, c'est blanc, hein?